Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show, end to week 28 of a year of self-love journal. So this week's affirmation is, my peace of mind is a priority. I think, speak, act, and choose peace. I can't say that I always am conscious about peace and like creating and cultivating peace in my life. I have realized, if I'm honest with myself, I often am thinking about like efficiency and getting things done. And that isn't always peaceful. So this week really pushed me to think about how I cultivate peace to the extent I do. Like, I value it. It's clear I value it. But it talked about peace being more global than our mood. And so like our mood can fluctuate and we can still have peace in our world. And so I actually feel like for me, I think about this more as like harmony. And I hope that harmony exists, but this week made me realize that I want to do better at cultivating and like being intentional about creating harmony. And yeah, so it asks, you know, where do you feel most at peace? What makes you feel most at peace? And what does peace look like for you? I'll start with like what brings me the most peace. And I think having some sort of routine where I know what's coming brings me peace. I am fine like flying by night and not having a plan in like a span of time if I know what that time is. But like, I'm the kind of person that I wake up and I think about, all right, actually I do it before I go to bed even. I'm going to get up and work out. I'm going to tackle either of these things on my list. I'm going to make sure I move my body at some other point of the day. I think I'll probably be able to cook dinner. Like, I like an arc of my day, and that actually makes me feel more peaceful. And I know that for some folks in my world, it's frustrating because I would put things on the calendar that people would be like, really? We need to put that on the calendar? I was like, yeah, I want to make sure that I get up and go for a walk in the middle of the day. Like, you know, sometimes I don't do an Apple Watch, but people will say Apple Watch or Fitbit will tell you to get up and move. I want to do that. And I want to cultivate like the peace in my body that comes when I'm moving, when I'm stretching. But I sometimes get so caught up in doing things that I don't stop and do it. And so it actually gives me peace and calm to schedule those things in, because then I know I'm taking care of myself amidst taking care of all the other work stuff that seems to come easier for me to take care of. So that's what helps me feel most at peace, having a semblance of, I wouldn't even say a schedule, just like knowing what's coming and having carved out time for myself. So in a dream world, like if I lived in a place where I could go on a hike every day or a couple times a week, nature really brings me peace. And it's part of why I love living near a park. And I think about the last few homes I've had, every home that I've had since grad school, apartment or house I've had, or a townhome or whatever I was living in, I was near a park and near a green space. And that really does give me peace. So I'm clear on that. And so in terms of like what it feels and looks like for me, I feel like I address that a bit, but it really feels like harmony. It feels like things are flowing. And it doesn't mean that everyone or everything is in agreement with me, but it just means like we're able to be moving together, if that makes sense. I don't need everyone to be in agreement or to be in lockstep and doing everything that I think they should be doing. But I want us to like see the whatever is in front of us as in front of us, not you against me. And that actually helps. That feels like peace to me. We can have a problem. We can have an argument. We can have a tough thing that we've got to decide or do. And if we can come at it together rather than have it be like a pointing fingers or something that is like, yeah, combative and like we're against each other, rather than like, this is happening. We're both having different experiences of this, or we both want this outcome. How do we get there? That even feels more together and peaceful to me than like, I want this and you're in the way, if that makes sense. So those are some of the things as I was thinking about like being intentionally cultivating peace. Like how do I approach things even with my coworkers in a spirit of curiosity and collaboration rather than like judgment and blame, which I guess judgment and blame are similar, but you know what I mean? Like not in a transactional way, but like, hey, let's come together and figure this thing out. So I think this piece around like what adds peace or what disrupts my peace fits into what I was saying. I think really the nature adds to my peace, the taking time to move my body, to stretch my body and not just be sitting all day. It's very stagnant and sedentary, like literally. But I also feel like mentally for me, I feel antsy and drained when I've just sat all day. And you think, well, you just sat all day. But peace to me means like a balance of movement and productivity in terms of like work productivity, because movement is productivity. And then who or what disrupts it? Yeah, I think I really get frustrated by people being last minute in a way that they don't take accountability for being last minute and then like are frazzled or blame me, if that makes sense. Like if we're going to do things last minute and be scattered, like own that that's what you brought to the situation because of the choices you made. And I will do the same, but like there's times where people will, or even if it's not even like a rush thing, but like they have to tell you something unfortunate or bad news, but they do it in a way that like tries to make it seem like you're in the wrong or you did a bad thing or like you're in the spirit of it is blaming rather than like, this is really unfortunate that I have to bring this to you and then sharing the news. That's something that I've experienced where it's like, well, you didn't have to say it like that. Like you could have just said, we're not going to be able to do that rather than like, I don't know why you thought we'd be able to do that, if that makes sense. So those are some things I thought about this week. I'd be curious for yourself and your own reflections. Are you aware of what brings you peace? Oftentimes we're more aware of what disrupts our peace because it's irritating and annoying than we are of what actually cultivates it. And then I will also say sometimes we have a sense of what cultivates it, but we don't often carve out time to do that. So let me know what you're thinking in the comments. One of the exercises that I think is worth trying this week, if you've never done it before, is a mindfulness practice. And so mindfulness, I just want to be clear, people think mindfulness or meditation, which are different, but like mindfulness as an approach is being able to be in the present moment. It does not mean that your mind is blank or your mind is clear. You don't have to wait to be mindful until something. You can be mindful in every moment doing what you're doing. It's simply a matter of being aware of your present state, your body, your emotions, your thoughts, and being in them rather than in the past or in the future. So there's a mindfulness practice that is here, if you've never heard of it, called 5-4-3-2-1. And it's a pretty common mindfulness practice. And so to help you, if you find yourself and your peace is being disturbed and you can't cultivate and get back to the peaceful place you want to be, coming back to this present moment, even if it's a stressful moment and a not peaceful moment, coming back to your body can help you be aware enough to think about how do I need to move? How do I need to move in this moment? So 5-4-3-2-1, name 5 things that you see. And so then you slow down and you're like, okay, I see a mouse. I see a plant, right? You say the 5 things that you see, 4 things that you hear, right? I hear the sound of my own voice. I hear the air conditioning going. Like you just slow down and you pay attention to the 4 things that you hear, 3 things that you feel. And it could be, I feel the seat on the back of my legs. I feel my throat as vibrating as I talk, right? It could be in your body, or it could be a feeling that you have. Like I might be feeling angry, right? 2 things you smell. And that could just be, again, it's going to push you to slow down to be like, what do I smell? And then 1 thing you taste. So what do you taste in your mouth at this moment? What do you taste? So that 5-4-3-2-1 mindfulness exercise is a way to bring you back into your body, back into your present experience that's not about what happened. It's not about what's going to happen. It's about what's happening. And that practice can help you cultivate peace. And I will tell you, if you've practiced mindfulness, there are times where it feels like, I don't want to do that. I need to crash out about this thing that's happening, or I'm frustrated and I, right? But that practice can help you, because if you practice doing it at any time, when you need it, when you really need it, when you're feeling like out of 10, or when something happens and it's a crisis or something devastating or really big happens, you'll have practiced what it means to come back into your body, to come back into the present moment, as hard as it is. And we'll talk a little about those hard things and how we navigate that next week. But for this week, find me on socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. And thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.